Hello. Today I would like to talk to you all about how to live your life to the fullest, not focusing on there's no cure for your illness. The way I live my life to the fullest is not focusing on my illness as much as dwelling on it. When I first diagnosed, yes, I did focus on it a lot. It was something that was going through my head 24/7. And I began to notice how my body was constantly breaking down. I wasn't able to function like I should have and everything. And I start learning how to meditate, and through the meditation it helped me to realize that I can't focus on my illness 24/7. I need to focus on myself living also, because when they diagnosed me, they told me I had anywhere from 7 to 10 years, and here it is now, almost 20 years later, that I'm here, and I'm still fighting the battle. But, you know, I learned that, you know, the more you dwell on your sickness, it tears your body down. It tears you down. And some people, I have noticed that it makes them more angry, feisty, hateful, just all right out mean. And that's not the way, you know, you should treat yourself when you're going through an illness there's no cure for. You should be grateful for the time that you have, you know, and look at each day as a blessing of being here. I know it's easy to say that, but at first for me, it was hard, you know, but I had to really look at my life, and I had my two beautiful children that I had to focus my energy towards them to keep them from not worrying so much about how they watching their mother deteriorate before their eyes. And from the time I got diagnosed until, well, it was 2004. From 2004 to 2009, I had deteriorated really fast. And it took me that long to realize that I can't constantly focus on this all the time. I need to put my focus somewhere else. And I start putting my focus towards my family and back towards God. Because you need that strength. You need that comfort. I start reading scriptures. I start, you know, meditating a whole lot more. You know, it's just that, you know, the little things that I started doing, I see a change in my behavior. I wasn't sad all the time. I wasn't feeling worthless, you know, blaming myself, you know, trying to figure out why this was happening to me. And I learned that everything happened for a reason. Everything in your life happened for a reason. It's not by you planning it to happen. Everything happened for a reason. And you have to understand that to get through any type of illness that there's no cure for, eventually, yes, you're going to leave this earth. But while you're here, enjoy it. You know, don't dwell on it. You know, it's with me, like I said, I went into of the stage where that it was always about me. I'm hurting. But there's nothing they was doing to try to help me. And you have to learn to help yourself before anybody else want to help you or respect you. Respect yourself first and love yourself first. And when I start respecting myself a lot more and loving myself for who I am and why I'm here, I start changing. My attitude start changing. Doors start opening. Because like I said, before I started the chemo for my rheumatoid arthritis, I was bedridden. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't do nothing for myself. Everything was done for me. And I was only 39 years old. The 29th of this month, I will be 58 years old. And I am living my life to the fullest now. I still have all my illness and more illness on top of that. But I don't dwell on them. I try to keep moving, focus on the good things that I had in my life, the good things that's coming into my life. That's how I get through all this unnecessary that I'm going through. Because it's hard to really just focus on the bad. You know, it's hard. It's not hard to focus on the bad, put it like that. But it's hard for you to look at the good that you have in your life. And when you start putting the good before the good outweighs the bad every time. Because I know this for a fact. Because I went from being bedridden, from a wheelchair, a power scooter, walking again, doing stuff for myself. You know, it's a big burden to put on your family when you can't be thankful and grateful that you're still here. It's a big burden. It was for me a big burden to put this on my children, especially my daughter. She was 16 when I wasn't even able to get out of bed. 16. And she sacrificed of going to school to be with her classmate, to stay home and homeschool to take care of me. That made me feel really, really bad. That I was putting her in that position to choose to be a teenager when she became a caregiver at the age of 16. So that was another one of my wake-up calls. Also, you cannot put these burdens on other people. You know, you have to own up to your problems and deal with them. But still live your life. Enjoy your life. What little time that you have left, enjoy it. Not feeling anger and despair. Enjoy the people around you, your family, your friends. Enjoy that. This is the time of the season where everybody get together and enjoy the holidays and stuff. I live my life every day as a holiday. Not just special holidays. I live my life every day as a holiday. Because I don't never know when it's going to end. Because I know there's no cure for nothing that I have. This new drug that they started me on for my pulmonary fibrosis, it's just to slow down the process. It's not to cure it, but it gives me more time. And I'm grateful for that. You know, it's that I want everyone to understand your life do not have to stop because you have incurable disease. It does not have to. You do not have to be angry and mean and bad spoken to people because you're not healthy, that you have diseases that's going to kill you eventually. But by you stressing about it and anger is so hard, it will do it sooner than later. I'd rather to have it later than sooner to give me a little more time to be with my family and friends. That's what I'm doing. That's how I live my life now. Yes, I get frustrated with my doctors and stuff. If one doesn't do on the same page, I find another doctor. I'm not going to sit and let these doctors tell me it's all in my head or there's nothing I can do for you. Okay, if there's nothing you can do, there's another doctor out there willing to try to do something for me. That's the way I live my life now. I don't sit back and just take what people say and go ahead on. No, I do research and I look and find out different things. And something that I don't understand, I ask my doctors about it. If they can't give me a good answer about it, I find another doctor that's in that field that can help me understand. You know, I have been suffering with my weight from the time they put me on prednisone. It blew me up like a chipmunk. And the prednisone wasn't doing me any good. I was on prednisone for like 6 years. It didn't do me any good. It made me gain a lot of weight. And I look in the mirror and I didn't like what I see. I did not like that person that I seen in the mirror because that wasn't me. And I had to put my foot down and tell them, look, this is not working. I'm still swollen. I have more inflammation than I had before I even started the medicine. So we need to take me off of this. So for the past 6 years, I've been working on my weight loss journey to release all that weight that I had gained from taking that medication. And so far, I have really gotten there. And that's one of my things that I have in my routine. I do my routine exercise. I eat healthy now. I'm on a Mediterranean lifestyle and I love it. But it took me a long time. You know, they started me on different types of weight loss pills to try to help me release this weight. I release it. In 3 months, it came right back. And when it came back triple. And so it made me more self-conscious about the way I look. I didn't even want to go out in public. Only time I would do that is just to go to the doctor. And I still felt self-conscious. You know, as it was those points in my life that I had to like think, okay, you're not gonna get rid of these illness. You're just gonna make it worse. So figure out what you need to do to get yourself to where you wanna be. And that's what I've been doing lately. And every new year, I start a new weight loss journey from where I was at the end of the year. I reweigh myself at the beginning of the year, and I start from there. And I keep a journal through the whole year. I keep a journal of how much I have released. And then when I go to the doctor and see how much they scale say I have released or how much I regain, because it's a roller coaster still. I go up and down, up and down. But I'm getting there. You know, and this year I learned not to really dwell on my weight so much because it was consuming me. It had started consuming me till I was getting in that stage of despair. You know, why is this not working? You know, and it was last year when I started the Mediterranean lifestyle. So I'm not going to give up on it because I have good results from that. And I'm just going to keep going at it until I get to the weight size that I want to be at. You know, I look at it like I have came a long ways. And these are different little things that affect your illness. It affects the way you live your life. So, you know, I'm just here trying to get you all to understand that your life do not have to stop because you have incurable diseases. It does not have to stop. You just have to get a mindset of what you want out of this life. Do you want to give up or do you want to fight? In my eye, I'm a fighter. I'm not never giving up until the day it's time for me to give up. But before then, I'm not giving up. You know, I want everything in life for me and my children. And my grandson, you know, I want to be here for them to enjoy their good comings and everything. You know, everybody have their ups and downs, and I want to share their ups and downs with them because God knows they have shared all my downs with me. So I now live that we're going to enjoy life. And 2022 is a whole new year, and I will be doing a lot of traveling abroad to where I can be able to go because I want to see the world. That is my journey. That is on my bucket list to do. I'm not giving up on my dreams. You know, I'm not doing it. You know, it's easy for you to just give up on things that you really have and hard to do when you get hit with an illness, you know. But being bitter and angry, that makes your illness worse. You know, you have to go with the flow, you know, and be thankful every morning you wake up and be thankful for that whole day you had when you go to bed at night. Be grateful for the life that you have, the time that you are here. Be grateful for that. Celebrate that. Don't celebrate the anger and the boo-hoo, why me? Don't do that because it's not going to help. It's just going to make you more bitter and angry. And that's not the way to be when you have terminal illness. That is not the way to be, because it helps speed that up. That energy that you're putting into being angry and bitter, it works on your body. If you put that energy of happiness and love in your heart, you will have a long life. Like I said, they told me I had anywhere from 17 years with diagnosed of 5 multiple autoimmune disease there's not a cure for. So when my body started failing really fast, I had to think of another way, because I did not want to be without my children in my life. I did not want to be not seeing them grow up and be adults, to be the young man and young woman that they are today. I had to change my mindset of thinking, and I did that, and I am so grateful and thankful that I did, because I got to see my children grow up and be adults. Because when you leave a child, your children, when they're young and teen, that's leaving them in the responsibility of someone else to raise them. That means their life have to change from what they used to have. And I didn't want to put that in my children. I didn't want to make them suffer like that. I wanted to be the mother to see them grow up and still do what I could do for them. Sick or not, I was still involved in their life and proud of them. They both graduated from high school with a 4.0. My daughter did homeschool at home, and she still got a 4.0, taking care of her mom. And I'm proud of both of them. But, you know, that's the kind of happiness I live for, to see. I was proud of my son when he told me he was going into the Navy. I got backlash from my family. Why you let him do that? I didn't let him do anything. He chose to do that, and I support him. He knew his mom was sick, but he looked at it like this. He can help me by sending money back home to support us. He did that. And I am very grateful and thankful for that. That makes me feel that I raised a well-mannered child. Well-mannered young man. Because he's a grown adult. I look at it, like this. You cannot sit around and be angry and hateful, because you push people away from you when you do that. I did not want to push my kids away from me. I did not want to be angry and bitter and hateful towards them. Because, my kids didn't ask to be born. I chose to have them. And I wanted to be a mom to them. No matter how sick I was still a mom to them. And it was a struggle and hard, but I did it, and I'm happy. And it gave me a purpose to continue to move forward. It gave me a purpose that I didn't have to think about me. I was thinking about them. And that's what you have to do. Put someone else first. Don't just put yourself first and think about what you are going through. Think about what your family is going through. Because what you're going through, your family going through it with you. And you have to be more encouraging to them to let them know it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And that's what I did. I had to change the way I was thinking. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be here today. You know, I wouldn't have been here today. Excuse me. You know, I really wouldn't. So I just wanted to share that with you guys that, you know, don't focus on, you know, your life that, you know, don't have a cure in it. Focus on your life, living it to the fullest. Be happy, you know, that you still have a life. Because once you're gone, you're gone. But enjoy the life that you have. Not sitting, being angry. You know, I came up with this topic and I was meditating. You know, I was meditating on what should I talk about today, you know, on my podcast. And that topic came to me, you know, while I was meditating. How to live your life to the fullest, not focusing on your illness. And I feel that, you know, everyone should be able to enjoy their life no matter what. I know there's some illness out there where there is terminal, and a lot of people get diagnosed when it's too late. But still, that little time that you have, enjoy it. Enjoy that. You know, like I said, I understand. You know, my sister, it's been a year now. She was diagnosed with metastatic cancer. And she was in stage 4. She lived not even a year after she was diagnosed, but she lived that year to her fullest, till she got to where she couldn't do anything for herself. That's why I said, live your life, enjoy it, because I know she did. And she was a proud woman. She, when I asked her, when I went to see her on my birthday, I asked her, do you want me to stay with you? And she told me no. And I told her then, if you want me, call me. I will be there for you. And 2 weeks later, she called me and asked me, could I come back? And I told her I'd be there. And I did. We had good times together. We talked about our childhood, our memories of me and her playing pranks in school with our teachers because we looked so much alike they couldn't tell us apart. She would take a class that I didn't like. I would take a class she didn't like. That's the way we did it. We enjoyed having fun. And she told me, little sis, you inspired me to enjoy the rest of my lifetime that I have. And I really appreciate that. And that made me feel so good to know that I can inspire my big sister. Because when I first got diagnosed, she was here for me. And I miss her every day. But I don't sit and dwell on that because that's a part that will pull me back down. My body would ache and hurt more. But I remember the good times with her. I don't remember the bad, the sadness at the end with her. I remember the good times. And that's what keeps me going. So, like I said, you know, I really appreciate you all this year for listening to my podcast. And I'm looking forward to 2022 with all of you all. You all have a happy Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, and a happy New Year. Namaste.